For years, health planners have been talking about electronic health records, standardized computerized information. Yesterday in Washington, the Secretary of Health and Human Services kicked off a meeting on health information technology. Tommy Thompson announced plans for establishing a uniform electronic health record within 10 years. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports on how such records might change things for patients and doctors.
The Department of Health and Human Services estimates that only 13% of hospitals use electronic medical records. The percentage of doctors' practices isn't much higher. Physician Paul Tang chaired a national committee on using computers to reduce medical errors. He was at the Health Information Conference in Washington. Tang says patients don't realize how bad things are.
One Stanford study, we looked at information used in ambulatory care visits, and up to 81% of the time, the physicians taking care of a patient didn't have the information they needed to make decisions on that patient for that visit.
Tang says that's not good for patients or doctors.
11% of the time, they went out of the exam room and actually paged, let's say, the cardiologist and asked, well, what were the results of that treadmill test? A quarter of the time, they had to sort of ask the patient, well, what did you think went on? You know, and the rest of the time, they either made decisions without the information, they said, come back in 2 weeks and maybe we will have the information, or they repeated the test.
David Koopman also came to hear the announcement in two capacities. One as a health information consultant. The other was to tell his own story to reporters covering the meeting. Koopman has a heart arrhythmia. While driving to work one morning, he nearly fainted, and he drove himself to the closest hospital. He was hospitalized for 3 days. During that time, the staff cardiologist couldn't get Koopman's medical records.
This resulted in an extra day of hospitalization, redundant procedures, redundant tests, all totaling approximately $8,000 to $10,000.
After Koopman's discharge, he says the whole thing happened in reverse.
I had to physically drive to the suburban hospital and get my own files and hand carry them to my cardiologist in Boston.
That won't happen in 10 years if the administration's plans go through, says Dr. David Brailer. He's the government's National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Brailer says the hospital would just swipe Koopman's identification card or number through a computer and see his medical history. Brailer says even routine medical care would be simpler.
The patient could have a, quote, encounter by not leaving their home. They could do it from their office over the web or from home over the telephone. If they did have to go in, they would have their information available when they walked in. They would see their clinician, spend a lot of time talking about their illness, about the things that they need to do, about their preferences, and walk to the pharmacy or wherever else they need to be to get their prescription. No information transmittal, no forms to fill out, nothing else needs to be done except spend time with the doctor.
There are major hurdles to be overcome before universal electronic health records are a reality. One is, who will pay for the system? Yesterday, the administration proposed setting up grants for pilot systems and loans for health providers ready to go electronic. Physician Paul Tang says one concern, privacy, may be out of the way because of a new federal law protecting patients' records and because of technology.
In an electronic world, we can protect patients' confidential information better than on paper, where anybody can read it and I don't know. In the computerized world, we actually keep audits to know who's seen what, and we can use that to enforce our privacy policies. We didn't have that tool before.
By October, Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson is expecting a report from a committee of advisors that will describe more precisely how an electronic health record system would work and how it would be paid for. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.